Violinist Simone Porter is only 20 years old, but she's already performed with orchestras including the New York Philharmonic, the Minnesota Orchestra, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. She was featured multiple times on From the Top with Christopher O'Reilly, and she's also been on Performance Today with Fred Child. She'll be the soloist this weekend with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra here at Interlaken. Simone Porter, welcome to Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's get the obvious subject out of the way. You're really young. Like, if I want to take you out for a drink after the concert, like, it'll have to be a milkshake. So I'm curious about your transition from being a youth prodigy to a seasoned professional. Like, do you just wake up on the morning of your 18th birthday and, like, you're not up and coming anymore? You've arrived?
To be honest, even when I was in my teens and much younger, I was never a fan of the word prodigy. To me, that word just seems to indicate someone who is born into the world with all the gifts necessary and just sort of glides into whatever profession they want. When really, the art and the craft of really carving out a vocation for oneself involves a lot of other people and a lot of effort. So I think there is really no turning point where when somebody goes from prodigy to young artist, I think there's just a constant development and education your entire life. So I've learned so much in recent years, and I hope to continue to grow and learn and just and take information from every single experience for really the rest of my life.
Well, and right now you're working with the students in the World Youth Symphony Orchestra here at Interlaken, and they're high school students. Many of them are just a couple of years younger than you are. So what kind of advice are you giving them as you're working with them?
To be honest, I think most of the way, we've just had our first rehearsal today, and the way that we've communicated thus far has been pretty much nonverbal. So I'm working with Maestro Carlos Calmar, and he's really, really guiding them. So playing with them, a lot of it is just nonverbal conversation, basically, in gestures, in imitation. I love playing with high school or college or orchestras just young, because it's great to share the stage with my peers. We're also playing a concerto, which was written by Mozart when he was 19, so it's all around our age. It's a very youthful energy.
So how does this compare to working with a professional orchestra where most of the members there are probably old enough to be your parents or grandparents?
You know, there are differences between every orchestra, which is really, really great. I think every single orchestra develops a core and a heart. So I learn something and adapt every single time I go to a new city. I know this orchestra, I think, has only been playing together for a few weeks. So everything is very malleable right now, which is really, really fascinating to see. A lot of orchestras, for better or for worse, are very ingrained. Like, they have their traditions that they respect and that are fantastic. This orchestra is very flexible right now due to both their young age and how relatively recently they got together. So it's really, really great to be up there with Carlos Calmar and watching us really create this narrative together. It really feels like a discovery.
Well, pianist Tim Plombeck has joined us here in Studio A, and you're going to play some music for us. What are we going to hear first today?
First, we'll be playing Tchaikovsky's Melody. Thank you.
This is Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We heard pianist Tim Plombeck and violinist Simone Porter performing Tchaikovsky's Melody. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to Tim.
Simone Porter, you're playing Mozart's third violin concerto this weekend, and you are 20. Many of the students in the orchestra are teenagers. Mozart was 19 when he wrote this concerto, so we have a theme there. And it's interesting, we were talking about the transition between youth and adult, and this was one of those pieces that Mozart wrote when he kind of got his first real job.
Yes, all the violin concertos by Mozart are very, very interesting because there are five, and they were all written within a very short period of time, probably a year. And the difference between this concerto that I'm playing, the third, and the one that precedes it, the second, is just so vast. Whatever happened in the months in between those two was obviously utterly transformative, because the first two concertos are great, they're beautiful, but the maturity that is so apparent in this concerto is something new. This concerto is very youthful, but it's extremely deep. It really runs the entire gamut of emotions, and the second movement is, I think, one of my all-time favorite works of art. It's really just sublimely beautiful, really, you know, takes you in a portal to a higher dimension or something like that.
We will actually be broadcasting that concert live here on Classical IPR. What should our listeners listen for in the concerto?
This concerto is my favorite of Mozart's concerto because violin concertos, because I find it to be so very operatic. Its narrative arc and the interaction that occurs between the soloist and the orchestra really give it so much drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there. The concerto really features conversation. So the second movement, which I just mentioned, is an aria. It's pure emotion, just you know, singing your heart out. But in the first and the third movement, there's a lot of witty dialogue and banter in between all of the sections of the orchestra. I think the concerto winks at the audience quite a bit. There's a lot of opportunities for a giggle, and I always sort of imagine this wonderful verbal sparring that's occurring. It's a great piece for having interaction on stage, because you really need to be in touch with every member of the orchestra and the conductor. And then when you're all in sync, that's when the magic happens.
And Carlos Kalmar is the conductor of this weekend's concert. You haven't worked with him before.
No, we met this morning.
What's it like working with a conductor for the first time?
Working with a new conductor is an opportunity that offers just a lot in the way of expansion. Coming on stage with a new ensemble or a new conductor, there's always a blending of artistic visions. So everybody brings their own history and their own opinions. And there's this really, really great reaching that occurs when you're both stretching your minds and your hearts to really become, bring your joint visions into something that is cohesive. On stage, what we're always aiming at is this sort of inner sympathy, where we may all have different perspectives, but we are all aiming at the same objective. So working to get there is always exciting, sometimes challenging, but I always learn quite a bit from it. And when I'm working with ensemble as great as YSO and a maestro as wonderful as Carlos Kalmar, then it's really just a joy.
So if you have a disagreement with the conductor about the interpretation of something, how do you settle it? Like paper, rock, scissors? Or...
I think, thus far, although there are, of course, many horror stories about just that, thus far I've been lucky, and I've worked with people who are extremely, both extremely knowledgeable and considerate. So one of the things about being a young artist is I do get a lot of guidance, which is fantastic. You know, I want everyone to be my mentor, and I think you can learn something from anybody, really anybody. So really, it's never been a dictatorship. It's always good conversation, work, compromise, making what works happen.
One last question. You play a real variety of music, Mozart, Vivaldi, Mendelssohn, Samuel Barber. Is there a concerto you want to tackle but you haven't gotten to yet?
Yes, that would definitely be Beethoven, which for me is sort of the apotheosis of the violin concerto repertoire, but I have not attempted yet, which will be a very exciting and terrifying time when the day comes.
Well, we will look forward to hearing that. What are we going to hear you perform next?
This is Danse Espagnole. It's from the opera La Vida Breve by Manuel de Falla and transcribed for violin and piano by Fritz Kreisler.
We heard the Danse Espagnole, music of Manuel de Falla, transcribed by Fritz Kreisler, performed by violinist Simone Porter and pianist Tim Plombeck here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Simone Porter, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear Simone Porter perform with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra this Sunday evening at 8 p.m. The performance will be broadcast live here on Classical IPR. If you want to attend in person, visit tickets.interlaken.org for more information. This edition of Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio was engineered by Brock Moorman. Special thanks to Michael Culler, Julia Plombeck, and Katie Traska. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.